Common Loon with Mexico on WPG 107.1's Loud and Local. Hey, it's Ash. Thanks so much for tuning in, as always. I've got the 92s in here with me coming up next. It's WPGU.
Live.
It's WPG 107.1's Loud and Local with the 92s.
Everything. Teach me how to live, and I'll give you all my love. Love. Tell me where I've been, where my heart is hidden. Read my mind, then you'll get. Read my mind, then you'll get my.
It's Loud and Local with the 92s. What was that one called?
That was called Read My Mind.
Read My Mind. And, well, we have part of the 92s in here right now. Let's get
Yeah, we have half of them.
Half of the 92s. So what does that make it, like 40?
It's
46,
right?
Six. Okay. We have the 46s in here right now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I see what you're doing there.
All right. So let's get some introductions. I'm Ashley, your host.
I'm Dan. Play guitar and sing.
And I'm Rob, and I play guitar.
Cool. Hi. So you guys have had a really busy year or so recording an album and doing a lot of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think your favorite part of the last year with the band has been? If you could pick one.
I think it's a tie between when we were recording at Pie Holden, and also House of Blues. We played at House of Blues in Chicago last January. That was like super fun. Yeah.
You opened for Mike Golden?
Yeah. We have some friends, and Mike Golden and friends. And yeah, they were putting out a record, and so they just invited us to play the show with them.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was crazy because, like, when I made the first EP, I saw them play at Sub T for like 150 people, and like Vic Mensa opened for them. And then, like, 2.5 years later, it's like they're like blown up. It's been awesome to watch.
Yeah, congratulations. What do you have to say?
I was going to say, I agree. Those were my two favorite moments, too. Studio was a lot of fun. And yeah, the House of Blues show was just insane. Yeah. It was, I mean, not only playing it, but just being there for all the other bands. They all killed it that night. It was just, it was a really fun show.
Yeah, it was really
awesome. Yeah, it's pretty big. But before that, you guys won a contest, Rock the Vote.
Yeah, we did Rock and Vote with Red Eye in Chicago. And then we played like a big show at the Hard Rock Cafe in Chicago, and then we did Taste of Chicago through them too. So that was awesome. There were a lot of awesome bands that did that too, like The Kickback did that, and a bunch of other bands. I can't think of any of the other names, but yeah, that was awesome. After that, we did some Chicago stuff, but then we kind of focused in on Champaign a lot, Champaign Urbana.
So yeah, are you guys, would you say you are a Champaign band?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we like, we're all from the Chicagoland area, so obviously, like, we go back and we play all the time, and you know, we have our feet in the water over there, but we all live in Central Illinois, so, and we all love the scene here.
Yeah, so, this is a cool scene.
Why wouldn't you want to be a Champaign Urbana band? It's pretty amazing to be one.
Yeah, on the upcoming record, I think every song was written in Champaign.
Yeah, every single one.
And, I mean, we play Mike and Molly's a lot. Yeah. It's like one of our favorite local venues. So
mine too.
So yeah, we definitely consider ourselves a Champaign band. This is where we came together as a full band. This is where you, Dan, started writing all this stuff. So
yeah. So tell me about that. How did everything sort of come together in the first place?
Well, I had some songs written when I came here. Well, I wrote songs when I came here as a freshman. And I wasn't really sure what I was going to do with them, but I just sent out a cold call to the producer of Mike Golden's records that I really liked, and he just responded, and we made the EP, and I kind of sat on it for like a year and then kind of grouped everybody together to play. And then just, I don't know, just kind of the ball was rolling from there, I guess. We played a lot around here and kind of, got our feet wet here.
So how did you guys meet in the first place?
Well, I've known Rob for like a better portion of the last like 6 or 7 years. Rob grew up in where I grew up.
Yeah, we went to high school together, and I was a pseudo member of his pop punk band in high school.
And we were talking about doing something even before I had like anything recorded or anything. We've been playing together for a long time.
What is this pop punk band in your history?
It was a band called Soul Last Summer.
They were awesome. That wasn't facetious either. They were awesome.
There was a we had a not a following at all, just a rabid cult of our friends who really liked us. Actually, fun fact, a kid, I don't know if you know the pop punk band Knuckle Puck, but they're getting like really big right now. They're on their first national tour. Mm-hmm. And they feature a member of Celeste Summer, the guitar player of Celeste Summer, is in Knuckle Puck.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So how did you move from pop punk to, what do you describe your music as?
I just call ourselves a rock band. It's not really like,
yeah.
I mean, there's some indie stuff going on. We got a lot of noisy things going on, but the instrumentation gets kind of experimental. We use some mandolins and some mellotron and stuff, but, to answer the question, how do you move from pop punk to anything else? You get older, and you just don't really listen to that stuff anymore. And so, yeah, I mean, I listen to some pop punk still, but Yeah, I mean, I just started listening to some more grown-up records, I guess.
Grown-up. So what do you call Knuckle Puck?
Oh, yeah, Knuckle Puck is, like, a great pop punk band. They're awesome.
So they're old,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you can still make pop punk records. I mean, there's some great... In fact, all the pop punk bands that I like now and liked when I was in high school are probably all my age, you know, at least... or how old I am now. So
yeah, whatever. Okay, never mind about pop punk. Let's get back to you guys. So you have an album release party on Friday in Urbana. Where is Luigi's Mansion?
That's my house. We just kind of came up with that name. It's Busey and Ohio. I should probably write that on the event. I don't know. People have been telling me not to write addresses until the last minute.
Well, now you've just proclaimed it. On I know. Public
it's,
radio.
I mean, I'm gonna have to say it eventually. But yeah, it's gonna be there. We're gonna do it somewhere else, like at a venue. But it's like we've been having everybody come out to shows, you know, for the last year nonstop. So we just want to like throw a party and invite everybody.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. With a Cool Hand and Chief.
Yes,
you're playing.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. So what are you doing to make it like a special album release party?
I think we're gonna play the album in full, number one. But mostly, we're just gonna be actually having copies of the record for once at a show. That's the number one reason why it's that.
All right, let's get a taste of some more of your music. We've been talking for a little while.
Cool.
Yeah. So once again, this is the 92s on Loud and Local.
Yes, this song's called Good to Be Nothing.
I'll strike a chord, but it won't strike with you, no. So I'll play the songs that you all chord, but it won't strike with you. So I'll play the songs that you all want me to. 'Cause the songs that I'd sing leave you confused. Oh, now I know it's good to be nothing. From a new point of view, 'cause a life lived in tunes, one that leaves me confused. Oh, now I know it's good to be nothing. Now I know it's good to be nothing at all. Now I know it's good to be nothing. Thank you. Yeah, I'll strike a chord. Now I know it's good to be nothing. Now I know it's good to be nothing at all. Now I know it's good to be nothing. Now I know, now I know, now I know. Now
I know. The 92s will be back up next. It's Loud and Local.
After too many hours of work, that pain from your neck to your mid-back.
It's Loud and Local with the 92s.
Out to see one of them, one of you, one of me. I don't like the folk who take things from me. They trample all over the things I believe. But when everything's done, I'll shed a few tears. One for them, one for you, one for me. They run my mind. It's taking everything to keep my eyes dry. My fears, they run my mind, my mind. Whole life on the crippling fear that our world is in squalor and our end is near, both for them and for you and for me. Oh, I'm ashamed of my own time. It's taking everything to keep me in line. Ashamed of my own time, my time. On people like me who keep talking in circles with words out of key, both with them and with you and with me. Oh, I'm ashamed of my own time. It's taking everything to keep me in.
You're listening to the 92s on WPG 107.1's Loud and Local. If you like what you hear, you can see them this Friday at their album release show in Urbana on Busey and Ohio, you said? Mm-hmm. It's free, but you are accepting donations, right?
Yeah.
Like $5 or something.
Yeah.
Cool. So tell me a little bit more about the recording process that you guys have been working on for a long time, and what's been the most fun part of it, most enjoyable part of it? What's the hardest thing you've come across?
Well, I think the recording process was, I mean, I wouldn't call it like super long. We recorded the meat and potatoes of everything like pretty quickly, honestly. We did 4 days at Pie Hole and Sweet Sound in Chicago, and just live tracked everything. And that was by far the most fun and the most enjoyable part. Also, there was like a lot of headaches, and we were all just really tired at the end of it. But that was like a really awesome experience. After that, it was like 6 weeks of me sitting down with our producer Scott and recording vocals and little extra things, doing a few overdubs and some electronic stuff. And then everybody would stop by and just kind of check in on us and add a few things, some background vocals or a guitar part or piano thing. That was kind of more meticulous, but also super fun too, because that's kind of how we did the first two EPs. It was all fun. There were some parts that were a lot harder work than others, but I like that process more than I think I like any other part of music, although I like everything about playing shows and all that stuff, but it's just like there's something about making records that's really just, you can't get that from anywhere else, you know.
Yeah,
that was, for me, that was the first legitimate recording experience I'd ever been a part of, at least as a musician, and it was awesome. I mean, going into it, there were a couple of songs that we kind of didn't have all ironed out until we got there. Like the weekend before we were to go in, we had a lot to go through, so that was probably the toughest part. But then it all paid off in the end, I think. We had some situations where in the studio we weren't sure if something was going to work out because of the fact that it was pretty new for all of us, but we kind of pulled it together.
Yeah.
And another fun part about it was playing basketball at Pie Holden.
Yeah, there's like a really super cheap. Yeah, it's like a parking lot with a basketball hoop in it. It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, and our current lineup is actually different than it was going into the record. So during the record, we had a different guitar player, and I actually played bass. Our guitar player is Matt Glista, and he's all the guitar parts that I play are his parts, and I think they're phenomenal.
Yeah, they're awesome.
A great writer.
Great part writer.
And the reason I bring him up is because he's the one I played basketball with. So... That was a ton of fun. Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of writing, how does the writing process go for your music?
Well, for the first two EPs, and I mean even for this record, but less so, I wrote pretty much all the stuff. We didn't even play some of the songs live on the EPs before we had them recorded. It was like very different. This record specifically, though, was different than anything that we did before. I wrote songs, and some were more fleshed out than others. Like we said, we had some that we didn't even know what we were going to do with until we got to the studio. And then there were some that I had like four demos for, like of just me in my bedroom. So normally it's I'll come forward with something, either a completely finished song or part of something, or it's just me. It's always just me and a guitar, pretty much, or me and a mandolin. And then I'll bring it to the band, and then we'll all flesh it out full band. That's kind of our writing process as it stands now. Though we're moving towards something that's a little bit more completely democratic. We're trying to just jam on some stuff now. Nice. Now that we've all been playing together for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of morphed into what it is now. Like Dan said, the first record, it was just him. It was before we were a full thing, so that one... We kind of formed the band around that record and formed our live sound around that. And then the next record was kind of
in between.
And then this record is
full
more band. More so the goal was to make it sound like us as opposed to us sound like it. So
yeah,
Cool. And I think we're even moving further in that direction based on how our last few practice sessions have gone and stuff. So
it's
interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I say let's hear a little more. Let's hear one more taste of the 92s. It's WPG 107.1's Loud and Local.
So yeah, this song's called Gone Away. If you listen to 107.1, you've probably heard it at some point.
The 92s with Gone Away on Loud and Local. Thank you guys so much for coming tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
It's been really nice. And I can't wait to see you on Friday in Urbana.
Awesome.
At the album release show.
It's going to be fun.
You should go too. It's free. It's on Busey and Ohio. And there are two other bands playing too. Chief and A Cool Hand, who you may know from the show. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Hope you guys come back soon.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can't wait to hear the new album in full.
Awesome.
I'm leaving you with the Dirty Feathers. It's Loud and Local.